Here we go. Thursday talk round getting started. Popular feature we got going here with everybody's favorite historian, Jana Gagelin. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How we doing?
Good, yeah.
I got to tell you, we talked Grandma's purse. Last week, and we talked the plastic rain hats.
Yeah.
I have heard from so many people that said, Bill, you don't know. That totally took me back.
Yeah.
So, great segment. Today, we're talking advertising, which kind of ties in with what we did last week.
Right, because we had a lot of those rain bonnet things that had advertising because people gave them away. You know, they were freebies.
Right.
Not as much as, you know, we have now, but we have less freebies now.
So. A lot less. Yeah.
Yeah. So places would give things away, especially at Christmas, and or if they were celebrating an anniversary of their business, then they would give things away. Or if you bought something, they would give you a free advertising.
That was kind of the marketing strategy back then. Get the little, you know, whatevers, the what's-its, and just hand those out.
Yeah, and then people would keep them in their homes. And most of the time, they were very functional, you know, and people would use them. And, oh, yeah, I bought that washer and dryer from that place or, you know, whatever. So it was good advertising. But we not only had businesses that were, I've got a couple of matchbook ones.
Okay.
They always had advertising.
With the matchbooks?
Yes, yes.
Oh, this is cool. The King Edward, the Relaxer.
Yeah, I didn't know cigars were named, but, you know, must have been. I don't know.
Gets back to that joke, you have King Edward in the can if you do let him out, that kind of thing. All right.
Yeah.
So this is cool. This is colorful. It's orange and pink with Relaxer in yellow and King Edward on it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, well, you never know what's out there. How about this one? This is from King's Food Host in Moorhead.
Okay.
So it's a little distance, but that's okay.
But a colorful, it's got a crown on it, like the old Burger King thing used to have.
And, you know, the King's Food Host was one of those restaurants that a lot of us grew up with, you know, and when we would be visiting the Fargo-Moorhead area, that was like the frying pan.
Yeah.
You know, you went to that restaurant.
King's Host. Yep. King's Food Host.
Yep.
This is very retro. I love this.
It's very retro.
And where dining includes hello and a goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But the goodbye is like a goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yep. B-U-I.
Clever.
Very.
Yeah. Marketing. I love it.
I think this one will be a favorite.
Where did you find these matchbooks, by the way?
I found a whole collection of them, and so I just thought I'd pull out a few.
Okay, this matchbook, on the back it said, beer is good for you, and this comes to us from the Wolverton Mountain.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, spent some time there at the mountain.
But beer is good for you.
Beer is good for you. Just remember that. The folks at Wolverton Mountain want you to remember that.
And the business is still there.
Okay.
So that's kind of fun.
Wow.
We have a ice scraper.
Okay. Those were big, too, where everybody was giving those away.
Well, here in North Dakota, we would need them, you know, as opposed to other states. But, you know, so I like it because it shows their logo.
It does. Wahpeton National Bank. And it says on here, scraping for money with a woman, I suspect, with a plastic rain hat scraping off her car windshield.
With a visor.
With a visor, yes. I like this.
Yeah. And, you know, again, it was functional and, you know, people would use it and then somebody would say, well, where did you get that? Well, I got that, you know, at Wahpeton National Bank,
your time and temperature bank.
It is.
There's a little more marketing for you.
Yes. Yep.
Very cool.
So the Wahpeton National Bank then became the Community First National Bank.
And that's when we got these little baseball bats.
Yes.
Your hometown team and a mini baseball bat from Community First National Bank.
Right, right. Hometown team.
Oh, this is a pen.
Yeah.
This is actually a pen. I didn't notice the pen on the bottom of this. I can't wait till we get cameras in here so people can see what we're doing. But yeah, Community First National Bank, the little baseball bats. Yep. I kind of vaguely remember these.
Yes, yep. And they were kind of popular for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And like baseball tournaments would have them as mementos that you could buy, you know, or purchase.
This stuff could be worth something, Jana Gagelin.
I don't know about
that. Holy smokes.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's try this one.
Okay. This is a little, it looks like a little bowl or a little
basket.
Little basket, yeah. And it just says Wahpeton, North Dakota, with prairie roses in it.
But it's from.
Am I reading it here?
Berg Ceramics.
Berg Ceramics.
Yeah, remember that one?
Okay, yes. Yes, yeah. Out in North Wahpeton, where Pranty's is at.
Right.
Now. Okay.
Right. It hasn't been in business for quite a while.
That is beautiful.
Isn't it?
It really is. It's nice. It's it's like a little little basket with prairie roses painted on it.
Just think if we had a downtown Wahpeton museum where we could put all of these little things in. People would love it.
I think you're on to something.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should have that.
We should, yeah.
And it will rely on you because you seem to have all this stuff.
Well, people would bring things in, I'm sure. All right, this is a new one here.
Okay. And this one is a thimble. I'm going to need my glasses for this.
Okay.
I'm showing my age here. So this is a thimble from Nielsen Electric.
Yep.
Okay.
In the early days of Nielsen Electric, they sold sewing machines. And so, you know, like now they've branched out to a few other items, but back before that, they sold sewing machines and did sewing machine repair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware.
Yep.
And it says, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Nietzsche Elna sewing machines. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. But yeah, a sewing thimble.
Mm-hmm.
What a great idea.
I know.
And again, marketable.
Yes.
And probably not that expensive.
And probably really... you know, functional again.
Mm-hmm.
This one goes back a little bit farther.
Okay.
How are we doing for time?
We got a couple minutes here.
Okay.
Hoppert's Plumbing and Heating here in Wahpeton with a great card deck. These are priceless with great great paintings on with a deck of cards from Hoppert's.
I think it has the image of their owners. You know, Barney and
yes, it does.
Merle. Yeah.
I think Barney's the Joker here. I think that's Barney.
Yeah, I think so.
As a little kid.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. What a great marketing idea.
Yes. Yep.
From Hoppert's Plumbing and Heating right here on Dakota Avenue.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was where the Kyle has his insurance.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. I love this. And again, where did you find this?
In a drawer.
In a drawer.
Yeah.
Just cleaning out a drawer.
Yeah, this cleaning out. This is, do you have time for this one?
Yeah.
Okay. That one is the Wahpeton Motor Company.
Okay.
So they were a downtown automotive business way back. One of their locations was where the, used to be the bowling alley on downtown, Zenith Lanes.
Right.
Yep. And then it moved over to actually this empty lot area here.
Right next to the radio station,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wahpeton Motor Company in sales and service. It's a little metal screwdriver.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Love it.
Yeah.
Janet, I love this segment. And I love you bringing me things. It's like show and tell time. Now, next week, we're going to be talking...
The kitchen drawer.
We're going to continue to dig. Janet, always great to have you.
Good to be here.
Janet Gageland, we are talking history here. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This year, the adventure is calling.